Exclusive, crappy Jew year, New York Times editors anti-Semitism, racism exposed. By Matthew Boyle on August 22, 2019. A New York Times political editor has a years-long history of anti-Semitic and racist comments on his Twitter page, a Breitbart News investigation has found. Tom Wright-Mirsanti, who has been a senior staff editor at the New York Times for more than 5 years according to his LinkedIn page and according to his Twitter page oversees the newspaper's political coverage, has made a series of anti-Semitic and racist tweets over the years. Many of them are still public on his Twitter page as of the publication of this article, but some have since been deleted. The revelation of these tweets come in the wake of the executive editor of the Times stating that the newspaper intends to target the president on racial issues over the next couple years, after the newspaper's efforts on the Russia hoax scandal failed. One tweet that is still public is from the early morning of New Year's Day in 2010, when he admits he is anti-Semitic but announced that his New Year's resolution was to be less anti-Semitic, even though the tweet's content mocks Jewish people. I was going to say crappy Jew year, but one of my resolutions is to be less anti-Semitic, Wright-Mirsanti tweeted on January 1, 2010, at 9:35 a.m. So, happy Jew year, you Jews. Another one from the evening of December 15, 2009, includes a photograph of a vehicle with what looks like a menorah culturally and religiously associated with the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah on the roof. Wright-Mirsanti commented, "Who called the Jew police?" Breitbart News has not been able to determine what Wright meant by the Jew police, and the New York Times has not yet responded to requests for comment on this matter. That tweet, and the photograph of the menorah-bearing vehicle, are also still public on the New York Times politics editor's Twitter feed as of the publication of this story. The revelation that a politics editor in the Times newsroom, who has spent years there working on countless stories, has had this anti-Semitic content on his Twitter feed, still publicly available, for all the years he has worked there and for several years prior to the Times hiring him comes amid a raft of other problems with anti-Semitism from the left and from the Times in particular. It also comes as the Times editorial board lectured the president on anti-Semitism in an editorial published Wednesday evening. Perhaps ironically, the Times' own news desk staff is now being exposed here as having the anti-Semitic views the newspaper's editorial board falsely claims come from the president, just the latest in a long line of recent scandals of serious anti-Semitism inside the New York Times. When asked to respond to the tweets from Wright-Mirsanti, U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell, a leading voice in the global fight against anti-Semitism, told Breitbart News that it is very troubling that Wright-Mirsanti is making newsroom decisions at the Times, particularly in the wake of the Times' issues with anti-Semitic cartoons that prompted the newspaper to halt printing of cartoons in its international edition altogether. Ambassador Grenell told Breitbart News, "Anti-Semitism is on the rise. It is a human problem. We see it in the US, in Germany, in Europe, everywhere. But when anti-Semitic comments like these come from a New York Times newsroom insider, it is very troubling, especially because the NET just decided to stop running political cartoons because they couldn't stop the anti-Semitism coming from their cartoonists." The anti-Semitic content from a politics editor at the New York Times drew more sharp condemnations from across the political spectrum. This editor needs to be fired immediately, and the New York Times leadership needs to explain how and why they overlooked this inflammatory and inappropriate language, Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary, told Breitbart News when he was showed the tweets. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a former White House advisor who currently hosts a nationally syndicated radio program, told Breitbart News that this is to be expected out of the Times. Since Walter Duranty's apologia for the murderous Soviet regime, to the rank anti-Semitic cartoons of 2019, the New York Times has become a cesspit of hatred and bigotry, Gorka said in a statement when asked to review Wright-Mirsanti's tweets. The Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, America's longest-running pro-Israel group, is calling for the Times to fire Wright-Mirsanti and conduct an internal editorial review of every piece of content he has been involved in publishing over his 5+ years with the newspaper. The Zionist Organization of America urges the New York Times to immediately dismiss this individual and to undertake a review of all of the stories that he has edited for possible anti-Semitic bias, a spokesperson for ZOA told Breitbart News. Wright-Mirsanti also sent out a number of messages about Indian people as well, bashing them repeatedly over a number of years. On December 8, 2009, he tweeted at 10:39 a.m., "There are four Indian guys with mohawks in this one class, and each one is a douche in his own awful way. I hate Mohawk Indians." Moments later, he further clarified his specific racial hatred as those from India, not Native Americans. "I don't hate Mohawk Indians, though. I love those guys. I just hate Indians with mohawks. Different Indians, different mohawks." Over the course of a three-year period, he sent out several more tweets about Indian people. On December 16, 2009, he tweeted, "Mohawked Indian guest employee 2 at Snicken, yo, you like these watches? I sell them under the table, if you know what I mean." On December 4, 2008, he tweeted, "Want to see dozens of Indian girls grind all over each other? Go to the Golden Rail Pub in New Brunswick, New Jersey." On November 24, 2009, he tweeted at 10:35 a.m., "Two high-voiced Indian guys keep calling each other dog and they aren't doing it as a joke. Fuck that shit." Right, Prasandi also had insensitive things to say about red-headed Americans. On December 22, 2009, at 7:21 p.m., he tweeted in a since-deleted tweet, "Oh my god. Ginger is an anagram of the N-word. No wonder it hurts so much to be called one." A moment later, he added in another tweet that is still publicly available, "That's it. From here on out, none of you can call me Ginger except other Gingers. And don't pull that I was saying Ginga crap." He also attacked farmers with sexual innuendo in another tweet on December 26, 2009. "Horticulture sounds like horticulture. Those sick fuck farmers are probably whacking off onto their crops right now," right, Prasandi wrote in that tweet. In response to these revelations, a former White House official who is a person of color told Breitbart News that right, Prasandi's tweets demonstrate an endemic culture of hatred inside the establishment media organization. "The vile hatred spewed by this New York Times editor is indicative of how liberal media continues to condone, promote, and celebrate racism," the former White House official said. "As a person of color, I'm all too aware of how media marginalizes minorities, and this is another example of that intolerant behavior being given a global platform to fester on the pages of the New York Times." Arthur Schwartz, a GOP strategist and advisor to President Trump's eldest son Donald Trump Jr., told Breitbart News that he expects the Times will promote him for his anti-Semitism rather than hold him accountable. Industry insiders also ripped the Times for this, with one television news producer telling Breitbart News the Times employing people like Wright Bersanti in newsroom decision-making positions is particularly harmful to those who seek to do actual journalism. "The consistent disregard, not only of journalistic integrity but of integrity, period, by members of outlets with national reach like the NET is reprehensible," the producer of local television news told Breitbart News. "This individual needs to be fired and publicly denounced as he does irreparable damage to those doing unbiased, actual reporting across the country. He is a disgrace to our profession." A Times spokesperson has not responded to detailed questions from Breitbart News about Wright Bersanti's tweets. The Times has also not specifically answered if Wright Bersanti was involved in publishing or editing a story from reporter Elizabeth Williamson attacking White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham, or whether Wright Bersanti has been involved in editing or publishing pieces from other high-profile reporters including Maggie Haberman, Jonathan Martin, Annie Carney, Michael Grinbaum, Jeremy Peters, Glenn Thrush, Lisa Lehrer, or other well-known Times reporters. In the wake of its last anti-Semitism scandal, the publication of anti-Semitic cartoons in its international edition, the Times announced significant changes would be coming to the paper. It is unclear exactly what changes, other than stopping publication of all editorial cartoons altogether, have been implemented. The Times has had a serious problem with anti-Semitism and racism in recent years. In addition to the cartoon scandal, the newspaper also hired onto its editorial board Sarah Jiang, a writer who has made a series of racist comments over the course of her career. This also comes after the newspaper demoted its deputy Washington bureau chief Jonathan Weissman in the wake of serious lapses in judgment. In addition to that, this comes in the wake of Times executive editor Dean Baquet said in a town hall meeting, per a transcript of it, that the Times intends to spend the next 2 years of Trump's presidency heaving accusations of racism around crafting a narrative around race, planning said narrative in advance. He said that is the plan after the first 2 years of trying to wipe out Trump with the Russia hoax scandal failed after special counsel Robert Mueller fell short in his report and congressional testimony, which is another narrative Bakke admitted to crafting in advance. The Times has come under intense scrutiny for these serious lapses in judgment by Bakke, including from Trump and GOP lawmakers like Senator Ted Cruz, RTX. Update 9:05 a.m. ET. After the publication of this article, Wright Bersanti stealth deleted one of the anti-Semitic tweets, the one in which he says crappy Jew year and admits he is anti-Semitic. He has offered no public comment on the matter as of this time. And Times spokeswomen Danielle Rhodes-Haugh and Eileen Murphy have not responded to requests for comment and detailed questions for this piece, including a subsequent request on Wright Bersanti's stealth deletion of a tweet admitting he is anti-Semitic, an action he has made without comment or explanation. What's more, in initial response to this story, Trump Jr., the president's eldest son, and others have been extraordinarily critical of the Times and Wright Bersanti. It remains to be seen what will happen next, but for now Wright Bersanti appears to be attempting to cover up his past anti-Semitic comments. Update 9:14 a.m. ET. Wright Bersanti has deleted several more of the tweets, including the one about the Jew police and the one with the sexual innuendo about farmers. Another he sent about ginger people has been deleted too, but the several comments he made attacking Indian people remain public as of this update. The Times has still not responded to requests for comment. Update 9:24 a.m. ET. Now, Wright Bersanti has hidden his Twitter account from the public, shifting his account to private in an effort to cover up any comments he has made on anything. The Times spokeswomen, Rhodes-Haugh and Murphy, have not replied to a follow-up request for comment on whether they think Wright Bersanti hiding his Twitter account from the newspaper's readers and the public in addition to stealth deleting several of these tweets highlighted by Breitbart News is an acceptable action from a politics editor for the paper. Update 9:26 a.m. ET. Now, Wright Bersanti's Twitter account is back to public and he sent out this brief statement on how and why he deleted the racist and anti-Semitic tweets he just deleted on Thursday morning. But critics of The Times say this is not enough by any stretch. The Times has still not responded to requests for comment on whether they find his behavior and commentary acceptable.